Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Rule's Bride by Kat Martin, narrated by Anna Parker Naples. Prologue. Boston, 1857. They say good things come to those who wait, but Rule Dewar wasn't so sure. Standing in the long marble hallway at Griffin Heights, his employer's palatial estate on the outskirts of Boston, Rule waited nervously while the stone-faced butler rapped on the study door. Ignoring the urge to adjust the knot of his cravat and smooth his hair, he straightened at the sound of muffled footsteps approaching from the opposite side of the door. The door swung open, and the man inside the study smiled, clearly anticipating his visitor's arrival.
"Rule, come in, my boy. I appreciate your stopping by on such short notice."
Howard Griffin, head of Griffin Manufacturing, makers of high-quality armaments, welcomed him into the study, a vast book-lined chamber that took up a goodly portion of the west wing of his mansion. Rule walked past him into the room.
"It wasn't any trouble. I was just going over some of the design change proposals you asked me to look at."
Griffin, in his early 40s and nearly as tall as Rule, had a solid build and reddish-brown hair. He walked over to a pair of polished mahogany doors and slid them open. Hidden within was a sideboard lined with bottles of expensive liquor and cut crystal decanters on gleaming silver trays.
"So what do you think of the new designs?"
Griffin asked as he took down a pair of crystal glasses and set them on the sideboard.
"I agree with your assessment. I believe eventually the smooth ball will..."